اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. يا الله، what a great month it was. We need to start saying farewell to the month of Ramadan. It went by so quickly. Ya Allah, we thank you. We thank you. Ya Allah, there's still about 8 or 9 days left from this beautiful setup that you have of this month of Ramadan. Help me make use of it. Brothers and sisters, we still have tonight, we have the night of the 23rd. Let's make use of it, let's take advantage. This month of Ramadan is coming to its end as well. Ya Sahib al-Zaman, will this be the year of your arrival? Will this be the year that we'll finally see you? Will this be a year that even if everyone else doesn't, you give me a chance to spend a few minutes with you? I don't know if we've asked Allah for that. I hope we have. It's very unfortunate. The Imam of our time thinks about us more than we think about him. I'm ashamed of myself. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the night of your Shahada. This is the night you departed this world. You left Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Husayn. They were all weeping for you, but you joined Fatima salamullah alayha. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we come to your door tonight seeking intercession. Ya Mawla, we spend more time talking about and mentioning your fadail than any other of the ma'sumeen. We truly love you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. I know I can't say I follow you, but I'm sure I know, I see in my heart, I love you. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, can you please allow me to get just a little closer to you? Help me, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. I hear that you only lead the muttaqeen. Only the muttaqeen can be near you. Help me become one of them, so I can spend time with you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. If I make it to paradise, but I don't see you, or I'm not close to you, I don't want that paradise. Ya Aba Abdullah, I want a paradise, a spot, a place near you. Inshallah, we ask Allah to forgive us on this night and grant us all these great gifts. Remember, if Allah didn't want to answer your calls, He wouldn't bring you to His door on this night. Ya Mawlana, Na'am al-Mawla wa Na'am al-Nasir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما، إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير، مع حاجة بي إليه عظيما وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي، أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك، الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا، لا خائفا ولا وجلا، مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك. فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. يا رب إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك، وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك، كأن لي التطول عليك فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك، إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمي بعد الحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته. والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه، وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق، باسط الرزق، فالق الإصباح، ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام، الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى، تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله، ولا شبيه يشاكله، ولا ظهير يعاضده، قهر بعزته الأعزاء، وتواضع لعظمته العظماء، فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أنادي، ويسر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني، وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني، وبهجة مونقة قد أراني، فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه، ولا يغلق بابه، ولا يرد سائله، ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين، وينجي الصالحين، ويرفع المستضعفين، ويضع المستكبرين، ويهلك ملوكا، ويستخلف آخرين. والحمد لله قاسم الجبارين، مبير الظالمين، مدرك الهاربين، نكال الظالمين، صريخ المستصرخين، موضع حاجات الطالبين، معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها، وترجف الأرض وعمارها، تموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق، ويرزق ولا يرزق، ويطعم ولا يطعم، ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى، وهو حي لا يموت، بيده الخير، وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وأمينك وصفيك، وحبيبك وحبيبك، وخيرتك من خلقك، وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك، أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمأ وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت، وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم صل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين، عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك، حجتك على خلقك، وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين، سيدي شباب أهل الجنة، وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر، وحفه بملائكتك المقربين، وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك، استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله، مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له، أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا، يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به، وانصره وانتصر به، وانصره نصرا عزيزا، وافتح له فتحا يسيرا، واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله، وتذل بها النفاق وأهله، وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك، وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا، وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المم به شعثنا، واشعب به صدعنا، وارتق به فتقنا، وكثر به قلتنا، وأعزز به ذلتنا، وأغن به عائلنا، واقض به عن مغرمنا، واجبر به فقرنا، وسد به خلتنا ويسر به عسرنا وبيض به وجوهنا وفك به أسرنا وأنجح به طلبتنا وأنجز به مواعيدنا واستجب به دعوتنا وأعطنا به سؤلنا وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة أعمالنا وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين اشف به صدورنا وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا إله الحق آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وعلى وآله وغيبة ولينا وكثرة عدونا وقلة عددنا وشدة الفتن بنا وتظاهر الزمان علينا فصل على محمد وآله وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله وبضر تكشفه ونصر تعزه وسلطان حق تظهره ورحمة منك تجللنا وعافية منك تلبسنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. ہو گئی آہب پدر زینب کم ہے اب روئے جس قدر زینب آج ہے فرش غم پہ عین عذاب باپ کے غم میں نوحہ گئے زینب روک لے اپنے آنسوؤں کو ذرا اب تو رونا ہے عمر بھر زینب دیکھنا اے دکھائیںگی شام تجھ کو یہی سہے زینب ابتدا ہے ابھی تو تو کوفه میں تجھ کو ہونا ہے در بدر مجمعِ عام ہوگا گلیوں میں اور ہوگی برن اثر زینب تیرے نالوں بپا ایک کوہرام عرش پر زینب سیدہ آ گئی ہے جنت سے سارا ماتم کا داغ ہے گھر زینب کرتے ہیں جس طرح یتیم بسر اب کرو زینب رونق اٹھ رہی ہے دنیا سے جا رہا ہے تیرا پدر زینب ہو گئی آغب پدر زینب بر محمد والے محمد صلی اللہ
the campaign. The other way to donate is to click on the donate button in our on the Alwalaya website. As we've always mentioned, we'll take donations as well as homes. So the Sehme Imam. So feel free to reach out to the volunteers. You all know the volunteers, or leave a comment on our YouTube page and we will get back to you. I'd like to offer special thanks to Sheikh Hamza Saudagar under these times, these really difficult times, for him to be a true inspiration for the community, stepping up, conducting the programs entirely on his own, pretty much, and doing the du'as, going out of the way really to accommodate all of the mu'mineen in the area, in the vicinity. So we really want to thank him. May Allah bless him and his family. In the near future, there will be a special announcement for the Quds program. We are not going to forget our brothers and sisters in Palestine. That announcement will follow shortly. And at the end, I'd like to once again recite a Surah Fatiha for all marhumin, of all the sponsors of these programs, as well as donors. And we encourage you to sponsor the rest of the programs and ongoing, so that our center is and the message is relayed using our platform. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Thank you so much.
الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite a salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم. I pray that inshallah Allah accepts the commemorations, the mournings, the matam, the tears for Amir al-Mu'mineen. And we express our condolences to the Imam of our time, first and foremost, and to all the followers and lovers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullah alayh, on this occasion. We hope that we are able to become of the Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen. That's one thing he definitely could have made use of if there were people that followed him. There were people that saw him, that heard him, but didn't recognize him as someone who should be followed. When he became the Khalifa, all these other people came out, they said things, they did things, and each of them had a following. And in the end, the number of people that looked up to Amir al-Mu'mineen, followed what he said, listened to what he said, thought that he's different than the others. He's not simply a companion of the Prophet. He's not simply a son-in-law of the Prophet. He's Amir al-Mu'mineen. They didn't see that. There were very few those who saw that, very few. Even some of those we revere today, and we should, and they are great people. It took them time to realize Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullah alayhi, is different. We've got to listen to him. He knows things that we don't. He has judgments that are at a level that we cannot comprehend. That's why he's the Imam and we're the followers. He's the leader and we are the followers. We need to be. But that requires a certain understanding of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the same goes with that understanding with regards to the Imam of our time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. It's easy to say we follow the Ahlul Bayt when they're not in a way or in a sense around us where we would hear them speaking to us, again, in a sense or in a way that we could hear them. It's easy. There's really nothing that you need to do. We can feel that we are followers of the Ahlul Bayt, commemorate their shahadat and so on and so forth, do dua Allahumma kulli waliyakal hujjat ibn al-Hasan, all these different duas. What's difficult is to have an imam be able to see his words as different, and that whatever he says we've got to follow. This is not easy, this is difficult. As much as we say that we should have, we condemn people who didn't. But coming to the understanding that we should do so, whatever the Imam says, that's not something that I think too many of us are on board with. I think there's actually a minority of those who recognize the Ahlul Bayt as the Imams after the Prophet, that view the Ahlul Bayt in such a way. Again, the claims, it's easy, it's very, doesn't really cost much to claim that and say, yeah, I believe that I would do whatever Amir al-Mu'mineen would say. I would do whatever Imam al-Mujtaba would say. I would do whatever Imam al-Hussein would say. It's easy to claim that, but it's very difficult to actually be that way. We've got to try to work on trusting their judgment, realizing and recognizing that when they say something, even if to us it looks completely wrong, it's like night and day. Ali says it's daytime, I'm looking outside and it's dark, it's nighttime. Even if it's as drastic as that, in my view, the way I see it, if Ali says it's daytime, say it's daytime. We've got to come to this level of understanding regarding who the Ahlul Bayt are. And we got to practice this. We must practice this. You know where I get the idea that we're not ready for this, we're not there? There isn't, you know, because we don't have the Imam, it's easy to claim that, but there's a very simple test that we can do. Very simple test. That we can try and see if we pass that test or we don't pass that test. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. That's here. Allah's around. His teachings are around. He says things. He has said things. It's in the Quran. We have them as the sayings of the Imams, of the Holy Prophet. What's our approach towards that? How do we view, how do we look at these statements? How do we look at these verses of the Quran? Let me give you an example that I want to throw out, something that is one of those difficult subjects, to show that no, it's not like what we think it is. There's a verse in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following. I won't read the beginning of the verse. The really controversial part of it is this part. It says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعِضُوهُنَّ وَهَجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ Or وَاللَّاتِي, excuse me, وَاللَّاتِي تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعِضُوهُنَّ وَهَجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ Those that you fear their nushuz, they are not fulfilling their responsibilities. A wife, a man has a relationship with a woman as his wife, that's his spouse. There's a certain responsibility he has towards her that the beginning of the verse states. And then there's a certain responsibility she has towards him that is stated after that. And then it says this line, if you as a husband see that she's not fulfilling her responsibilities, and it seems like the fear is she just doesn't want to do that. That's what nushuz is. It's not doing it one time, okay? It's not refusing to fulfill a responsibility once or another time, or, you know, every now and then sometimes she doesn't do what, that's not called nushuz. Nushuz is someone who just doesn't want to commit to the responsibility and fulfill it. They just don't want to do it any longer. Okay. That's what nushuz is. If you feel that it's moving in that direction, she's just not going to fulfill her obligation as a spouse, then there's three things you got to do, a husband should do to keep the marriage together. فَعِذُهُنَّ Advise them, speak to them. You shouldn't be doing this. This is not right. Next, وَهَجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ Let them stay in bed alone. Don't spend time with them. One of the responsibilities a husband has towards his wife is to spend at least some nights with her, to leave her and never to be with her at night. And it's not about the intimate relationship, the physical, the sexual relationship rather, I should say. It's about just spending time with her. There's a responsibility. That is part of the care that the initial part of the verse says, بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ Anyhow, you're supposed to do that? If she is, it seems like she's moving in a direction she does not want to fulfill her obligations, well, don't fulfill that responsibility towards her. She has a desire and a want that you spend time with her, but she doesn't want to do her share. God says, don't give her what she needs. stay away from her and exert a certain amount of pressure with that to get her to fulfill her responsibilities in this marriage. If that doesn't work, wadribuhun, hit them. It's a very simple Arabic word. But yet, unfortunately, a lot of believers today are not willing to accept the meaning of that. Oh, God can't say, wadribuhun, hit them? Are you kidding me? Are you serious? This is impossible. It must mean something else. Oh, Ali ibn Abi Talib says, go fight. Oh, he must be something saying something else. The Imam of our time, come to Mecca, we want to start this. He must be saying something else. There's got to be, that's what we do. We're not going to say, no, I don't want to go with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. It's a very simple, basic word. We don't want to accept it. We say it has a different meaning. No, it doesn't have any other meaning. Dharb has got a very simple meaning in the Arabic language. Especially when put in that context, it's got a very clear meaning. We don't want to accept it. That's the problem. And it's not the first time. The Quran tells us there are people who just don't like accepting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah says in the Holy Quran, you're not going to be believers until in matters that you have difference of opinion on, you refer to the Prophet, and then whatever the Prophet's judgments on the matter is, you accept it. Not only do you accept it, meaning that you don't refuse it and say, I'm not going to accept it, in your heart you should not feel any negative feeling, any negativity towards the judgment of the Prophet and what he says. Well, here you go. There's all these judgments in the Holy Quran. We're not willing to accept them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken. The Holy Prophet has spoken. The Holy Prophet has given us a sunnah. We're not willing to accept. The parts we don't agree with, and different people are different. Some people are like, no, you should have that. There's the other extreme as well. Someone I know was married to a Muslim that was not from the Shia faith. And this is not getting onto or trying to say, oh yeah, they're this, that. No, it's just simply stating a fact. There is an understanding among certain schools of thought in terms of their fiqh that there's a right for the man to hit and beat on her, on his wife. Wadribuhun doesn't mean beat her up. That's not what it means. It means in the context of her fulfilling her obligation, talk to her, then leave her in her bedroom alone and don't spend time with her. And next, hit her. Something that's not going to bruise or anything near that. Some have even said it shouldn't mark it red even. It's a very small amount of effort, or the objective of it is not to physically injure the person. That's not the objective, or hurt her. That's not what the point is. The point her to is to make her realize the severity of the matter. You're not fulfilling your obligation. You're destroying the marriage. If you continue like this, he's not supposed to continue with that relationship. God doesn't like breaking apart. The other extreme is beat her up. This person I know would get beaten. She was shocked. She wasn't from that school of thought. It was the first time she went and complained to their scholar. He hits me. He said he has a right to. She was shocked. That's the other extreme. The parts, each of us has got a certain way. Some people, when we say it says adharab, it's a small amount. Don't beat her up. They said, no, that can't be it. It means beat her up. Okay. Well, go to the Quran. Does it mean that? Go to the words of the Prophet, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, has got other statements as well. It makes it clear. It says, how can you beat her and then on this, with the same hand that you beat her and you oppressed her, you want to hug her? It's not beating. That's not what the idea is at all. And it's not about obedience. She's got to listen to what I say, make food the way I want, make the house the way I want. It has nothing to do with that. It's a very basic responsibility of being available for the husband. If she's not fulfilling that responsibility, then these are the steps. Some people dislike this view, some people dislike the other view. They're not willing to accept it. They want to accept what they like. We want to accept what we like. If it doesn't match what we like, we don't go to the Quran, to the Ahlul Bayt, to the sunnah of the Prophet and say, Ya Rasulallah, what do you say so that I can implement? I go with a baggage full of this is right and that is wrong and this is a correct understanding of this and that's a correct understanding of that. Then when I go there, I read everything based on what I've already checkmarked. This is good and that is bad. I'm not going to ask questions. I'm going to tell the Quran what it wants, what it should say. I'm going to tell the Prophet what he should say. I'm going to tell Ali ibn Abi Talib what he should say. The parts of it I like, I take. The parts I don't like, I leave. The Imam of our time comes, the same thing happens. This is the problem that all prophets had. Why did Jesus get rejected by the Jews? They were religious people. They knew, they followed the Torah. They had it with them, of course. Just like we have the Quran with us. They rejected Jesus when he came. Why? Because he said things they didn't like. They didn't like what he said. Amir al-Mu'mineen came, he ruled for 5 years. 25-year gap. Why did so many people say so many wrong things about him during the time? Afterwards, they realized how wrong they were. Why did they didn't like what he said. They didn't like what he did. Instead of realizing, I don't know, he knows. I don't know if Dharb is right or wrong. I don't know if it's oppression or not. God is the all just. If he says in this context, this amount of it is supposed to be there, it should be an option that a man has. That's what it is. It's an option that a man has in that very particular context. The amount of, if he says that's there, that means it's got to be there. I don't know. He knows. The Imam knows. I don't know. Amir al-Mu'mineen didn't have. We can sit here and just start criticizing people. Yeah, they didn't treat Amir al-Mu'mineen right. This, that, boohoo, cry. If this is our behavior with what remains of Amir al-Mu'mineen, his words, his behavior, the sunnah of the Prophet, what he tried to follow, the words of Allah in the Quran, this is our behavior, we're doing the same thing. How is that any different? So one thing that is important on these nights as we commemorate the Shahada of Amir al-Mu'mineen, let me remind us, just to make this, as much as I repeat it, I feel that I don't, a lot of times I don't, or I should say I forget or I neglect the significance of this matter in how, what terrifying results it has if we don't correct our thought process, if we don't correct the way we view the Ahlul Bayt, the way we view the Quran, the way we go to them. You can go from seeing Ali ibn Abi Talib as a great person, following him, pledging allegiance to him, to considering him kafir. That's what the Khawarij did. That's why Ibn Muljam came to kill Ali ibn Abi Talib. They went that far out. Like, no, Ali doesn't know what he's talking about. This is wrong, that is wrong, this is kufr. He needs to do istighfar. He doesn't do istighfar, he's not seeking repentance, he's not asking God to forgive, he's not changing his course, we have to go and kill him. You think when the Jews planned to kill Jesus that they weren't able to, you think they said, okay, you know what, we don't like him, let's go kill him. No, they justified it religiously. They justified it religiously. Their vision, their understanding of the Torah had become so twisted. When Jesus came and corrected the wrong understandings of the Torah, they rejected him and said, no, he's an outcast. He must be killed. He's not a prophet of God. Oh, that far. To takfir. He's not. That's what the Jews believe, right? That's what the Jews say now. So he wasn't a prophet of God. Well, they were waiting for him. The Prophet came, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. The Quran is filled with the verses of the Jews. Jews of Medina knowing who the Prophet was, telling the Arabs who were pagans that our Prophet will come, we'll kick your tails when he comes. These are the signs. The pagans would hear the Prophet as a messenger of God. He claims to be a messenger of God. They would go to the Jews and ask, what's the sign of the last messenger? They would say, this is the sign. That mushrik, that pagan, that illiterate person would take that sign, look at the Prophet, find it, become a Muslim. The Prophet moved to Medina. They rejected him. They fought him. They betrayed him. Why? They didn't like what he brought. They didn't want what he brought. They thought they knew better. The Imam of our time is going to come and he's going to revive the actual religion of the Prophet, not our skewed images and depictions of it. This is in numerous ahadith. Aina muhyi ma'alim ad-din? Where is the one that will bring to life ma'alim ad-din? Why? Because they're dead. There are certain ma'alim of the deen that have died. Don't think I'm talking about Muslims that don't believe in the Ahlul Bayt. I'm talking about those who identify as Shia to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Certain aspects of the religion are dead. They're so dead, we're not willing to accept them. Meaning they're not implemented, that's one thing. Nobody practiced them is another thing. If anybody dare talk about it or practice it, outcasts. That's how bad it's become. The Imam of our time comes and says, no, this is what this verse means. That's what Islam says about this. That's what the Prophet said about that. Like, that can't be right. That can't be right. This is not the Imam of our time. He's kafir. Let's go kill him. Let's join the U.S. military to attack the Imam. Of course, the U.S. military is already too weak to fight the representative of the Imam, much less when the Imam comes. But there will be some attempts, some governments, some militaries will make some ridiculous attempts to stop the Imam. And God forbid some of those who claim to be the Shia to Ahlul Bayt will be with them. We have this in Hadith. We have got to make sure our approach towards Islam, towards the word of Allah, towards the word of the Prophet, is sam'an wa ta'atan. You say, I do. That's it. And when you say it, my thought process should not be, let me think, is this right or is it not right? It should be, it's definitely right. Let me make sure I understand what it is. If I have any shortcoming in understanding it, if I'm misunderstanding it because of the shortcomings within me, because of the problems in my thought process, let me try to correct that, but not question whether this is legitimate or not, and not give it some way out there meaning that is definitely not intended by the Imam. Just take, this is what it says. These are words. The Imam is speaking. The last thing about this that's very important, we keep saying correct our thought process, correct our thought process, correct our thought process, and try to see it the way it's given. None of this will be possible if we do not decide to act on what we already know. The parts that are clear, not everything we have set aside. Partially we do have correct knowledge of what Islam says. In fact, a lot of it is correct. There are some parts that are problematic. Those will be corrected, and they are being corrected by the representative and the representatives and the ulama, whose responsibility is that. The hadith tell us that al-ulama warathatul anbiya, the responsibility of ulama is to continue the work of anbiya, of prophets. Another hadith says that the ulama are the protectors of the thughur, of Islam, the boundaries of Islam. There's a responsibility. Inshallah, Allah bless the ulama who are trying to do this, guide them, give them insight, and give them energy, and give them strength and patience to inshallah help us, teach us, guide us to what the correct understandings of Islam are. But we cannot correct our view if we do not implement the correct parts of our understanding. If we're not practicing, if we're not careful with our deeds, if we don't have the character of ubudiyyah, being a slave, wanting to do, and then when it's given to me, I actually implement it. If I don't do this, it's just not going to work. It's not going to happen. If I simply am looking to understand, but then in action, I go a different route, it's not going to work. I'm not going to be able to correct my understanding. In fact, the Quran says, if you do that, all the references that are supposed to be guidance for you are going to turn into elements that will guide you towards hell instead of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. He does not, God does not mislead, ma yudhillu bihi, with the Qur'an. Bihi means with the Qur'an. God does not mislead with it, with the Qur'an, except the fasiqeen. So in other words, God misleads fasiqeen with the Qur'an. You go to the Qur'an is hudan linnas. But وَمَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. The same Quran that's guidance, linnas and lilmuttaqin, it's there available, it is guidance available for people, but it will guide muttaqin. If we are fasiq, if we are zalim, if we go to that same Quran, instead of it guiding us, it will be a source of misguidance. It will cause us to go to hell instead of to paradise. It will not increase anything in the dhalimeen, that other verse that I recited. وَمَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. Except for loss, it will cause dhalimeen an increase in their losses. The same Quran, the words of the same Ahlul Bayt, it's there as guidance. But if I choose to be a fasiq, I choose to know the right, but not implement it. Go the other direction. I like not to wear hijab. I like not to eat halal food. I like not to pay khums. I like not to worry about halal and haram when it comes to business, when it comes to work, when it comes to my engagements and interactions with people of various backgrounds, Muslims, non-Muslims. I don't want to interact with them the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know it. I study. I don't want to do that. This is called fisq. If you're ignorant, that's one thing. Go learn. You have an obligation to learn. If I don't, or if I've learned, if I've been told, I know it's there, but I don't feel like it. I want to go take a different direction. If I continue that, I become a fasiq. And Allah says, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَى الْفَاسِقِينَ. Fasiq is going to be misled with the same Quran. It won't be a source of guidance. It would be a source of, well, in a sense, it is guidance. It's guiding them to hell instead of to paradise, instead of to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Laylatul Qadr, brothers and sisters, and it is the night of the martyrdom of Amirul Mu'mineen. This is the night to tell Ali ibn Abi Talib, I feel I am in dire need. The way I'm moving forward, I really don't know what my future is going to be like. I've lost a lot of time and I haven't developed this relationship with you that you say and I do. We have to come to that recognition. We're not there. Don't think we are. We're not there. Look at our behavior. I'm looking at my own behavior. It's not there. Once we recognize, we try. We ask for forgiveness. We ask for repentance. And we'll ask it genuinely. We ask it as someone who really feels the need of it. And we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, this is Laylatul Qadr. This is the night that you're going to be sending down my destiny over the course of these three nights, but the destiny of mine for the following year, I beg you, and I don't think my request or my supplication is worthy of being heard, but I don't know what else to do. This is the only thing I can do, is to say, Ya Allah, please, you change it. You change it. By the right of Amir al-Mu'mineen, by the right of Amir al-Mu'mineen that I have gone against. I've said I'm his follower, but I haven't been. But I ask you by the right of that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ruhi Fidak. We hear that you were harsh against the enemies of Allah, but if someone acknowledges and recognizes their fault, you're very kind. We ask you to intercede for us. We acknowledge, I acknowledge my shortcomings, plenty of them. Anywhere where you've said something, I have either turned a blind eye or I've seen what you have said, but I've still gone forward with what I wanted, or I didn't care what you said. I didn't even look for what you said. I called myself your Shia. I don't even know what you have said. I assume, I just wait for somebody to come and tell me what you have said, and I accept whatever has been said. No research, no thought, no nothing. I realize that this is not a way a follower should be. So I ask that this recognition of shortcoming and fault be a means that you would feel pity on me and assist me and help me and take my hand, inshallah. Let's take our hearts to Najaf, to Kufa, to the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Salam Allahi alayhi. As-salamu alayk ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ruhi fida. When can we come and visit your shrine, Ya Ali? Ask him on this night. Honestly, I can't see how I could make it there this coming year. But Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are the connection of the heavens and the earth. If you want to grant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant. Allow me to come again, walk into that beautiful haram. Spend time in a corner, speaking to you. It gives you peace, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. That's your haram that we enjoy being. We haven't even seen you, Ya Ali. What would it be like to spend time with you? I know I shouldn't be saying this. Who am I, this filthy piece of creation? And Ali ibn Abi Talib to ask, Ya Allah, I like to ask, it's a wish from an unworthy soul to be able to be in paradise. Dua Nudba says, wa shi'atuka على منابر من نور مبيضة وجوههم حولي في الجنة. Your followers will be on the pulpits of light, their faces bright in paradise. They'll be my neighbors. If the Prophet is there, Ali ibn Abi Talib is there, Fatima al-Zahra is there. Who am I? But Ya Allah, can you make me one of the Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen? Want to be with you, Ya Ali. Let's take our hearts to the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen in Kufa. These are the last hours of Amir al-Mu'mineen's life. It was either today or perhaps yesterday. People who heard Ali ibn Abi Talib has been injured on his head, they gathered outside of Amir al-Mu'mineen's house to get information. What's happening to our Mawla? What can we do? Amir al-Mu'mineen was told, he sent Imam al-Mujtaba to thank the people, tell them that you go ahead and go back home. Inshallah, we'll tell you if there's any updates. Keep him in your du'as. Imam al-Mujtaba came. He told the people, Amir al-Mu'mineen says to go back home. They all leave. Imam al-Mujtaba closes the door. Moments later, for some reason, he opens it again. He looks and sees someone is standing there across the street. He says, didn't I say to go home? He says, where can I go? I want to see my master. I want to know he's well. Where can I go from the door of Ali? Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I don't know what this scene would have looked like. Amir al-Mu'mineen is in his bed, his last hours. Imam al-Mujtaba is sitting by him. Imam al-Husayn is sitting by him. Zainab is there. Umm Kulthum is there. Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas is there. Just watching Ali ibn Abi Talib slowly leave this world. He keeps passing out. He wakes and he sees them all crying. He says, my children, why are you crying? If you would see what I am seeing, you wouldn't be crying. This is your mother, Fatima al-Zahra. She's waiting for me. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. اللهم إنا نسألك وندعوك باسمك العظيم الأعظم الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بك يا الله يا الله يا الله يا Ya Allah, 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 ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Muqallib al-Qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik, ala mahabbat awliyaik. Allah, hasten the return of our Imam. Allow us to be his true and close companions, O Allah. Help all those who are helping your cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask you, Ya Allah, to forgive us all of our sins. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. Ya Allah, grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. Relieve all of us and all those who are dealing with hardships, difficulties, illnesses. And relieve all the people who are dealing, all of us who are dealing with this virus. Grant the believers the cure so they can share it with the world. Ya Allah, relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Ya Hussein.
Aati hai gardon se ye paigham sada, qatil huve sajde mein shere khuda. خانہِ حق میں یہ غضب ہو گیا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیرِ خدا آتی ہے گردوں سے یہ پیغم صدا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیرِ خدا غم سے ہے زینب نے ڈھال کھول دیئے سر کے بال کہتی ہیں یہ پر ملال دیکھو تو بابا کہاں دیکھو تو بابا کہاں دیتے ہیں جبریل یہ کیسی ندا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیر خدا آتی ہے گردوں سے یہ پیغم صدا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیر خدا خاک پہ ہے جلوہ گر کہتی ہے سر پیٹ کر پڑتا ہے میرا جگر کوئی تو لائے خبر کوئی تو لائے خبر گھر میں خدا کے یہ ستم کیا ہوا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیر خدا آتی ہے گردوں سے یہ پیغم صدا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیر خدا دیکھو تو حسنین جاؤ بابا کو گھر میں تو لاؤ ایسا لگا سر پہ گھاؤ مجھ کو خدا را بتاؤ مجھ کو خدا را بتاؤ پوچھو تو جلدہ سے ہوگی شفا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیر خدا آتی ہے گردوں سے یہ پیغم صدا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیر خدا ہائے قیامت ہوئی تیغ ستم کی چلی مارا علی یہ ولی گرے روح نبی گریائے روح نبی کیسی لائنے یہ کی جو رو جفا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیر خدا آتی ہے گردوں سے یہ پیغم صدا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیر خدا اے میرے زخمی امام تم پہ درود و سلام خوب کی تبلیغ عام دے دیا قاتل کو جام دے دیا قاتل کو جام ہوگا انیس ایسی کوئی پیشوا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیر خدا آتی ہے گردوں سے یہ پیغم صدا قتل ہوئے سجدے میں شیر خدا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم محمد رسول اللہ والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركدا سجدا محمد رسول خدا و کسانی که باین بر کافران سختی به یک دگر مهربان همیشه در رکوعند و سجده بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم محمد رسول الله والذین معه اشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم رکدا سجدا محمد رسول خداست و کسانی که با اویم بر کافران سختی به یک دگر مهربان همیشه در رکوع اند و سجده من خداوند حی سبحانم من خداوند حی سبحانم آفریننده کویر و ابر و کوه و بارانم معرفی میکنم در کتاب قرآنم این گونه با یاران پیمبر مهربانم ای مسلمین که عاشق محمدی ای شما که در زمان خود نژاد برتری ای شما که عاشق حسین و محرمی ای مسلمین که عاشق محمدی ای شما که در زمان خود نژاد برتری ای شما که عاشق حسین و محرمید ای شما که روزه می روید ای شما که گریه می کنید ای شما که سینه می زنید اولین نشانه یاران حسین که سید الاحرار است که سید الاحرار است که سید الاحرار است اشداء على الكفار اشداء على اشداء على الكفار یعنی عاشقان حسین آماده ان برای جنگ با دشمنان حسین آماده ان برای جنگ با دشمنان مهدی عزیز جان حسین آماده ان خون میدهند و پر به آسمان میزنند و سر به راه عشق میدهند اگر برای پیروزی مسلمانان است و اسلام نه چیز دیگر ای سعی و نیز های سامری پرست ای که با شیاطین میدهید دست ای سعی و نیز های سامری پرست ای که با شیاطین میدهید دست ای چه لنگتان همیشه هر کجای تاریخ هست ای مردمان پس ای چه قلب شیعه از جفایتان شکست ای چه کشته اید 13 ستاره را ستاره آخری بحر انتقام آماده و این صدر اخبار 20 سال آینده کشتی صهیونیست ها به جل نشست به جل نشست و این صدر اخبار بی سال آینده است. کشتی صهیونیست ها به گل نشست. حزب الله هم الغالبون، حزب الله هم الغالبون، حزب الله هم الغالبون، حزب الله هم الغالبون.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله، صلى الله عليك يا خير خلق الله، ويا خاتم النبيين وصفوة المرسلين، صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وصي رسول الله، صلى الله عليك يا فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، صلى الله عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن ابن علي أيها المجتبى، صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء ويا معين الضعفاء والفقراء، السلطان أبا الحسن يا علي بن موسى أيها الرضا المرتضى، صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك وأبنائك جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلى الله عليك يا مولاي يا بقية الله يا حجة الله، عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك، وجعلنا من خير أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك. صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.